Blog Talk Radio.
He was the first to lead them back from Babylonian Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the Babylonians. Yeah, he was the first to lead the Jews back, and that was a great task that he had to do as well. Prior to his story in the Book of Ezra, where you'll find his story, Zerubbabel really got discouraged because he was building the temple, and he got so discouraged, and it wasn't because of himself and the Lord. No, it was, he got discouraged because of people, because when the enemy came up against him, he got discouraged, you know, and he put the work down. But when God has a work for you, he has begun a good work in you. What? You think it's not going to come to pass? Yes, it is going to come to pass. So no matter what you have laid down, no matter what you have forgotten about, it's going to come to pass. So don't think of that work that God has given to you and placed on the inside of you that it shall not come to pass, because it will come to pass. You got to trust and believe that he, if he started it, that he's going to complete it, he's going to finish it. And sometimes you feel so, oh, just let it go away. No, because that feeling stirs up on the inside of you, and it won't let you go until you get that job done. So that's my topic of today, is talking about getting your fight back. I know I'm talking about my book, but it's not about my book today, but kind of sort of. But the title of my book is Get Your Fight Back, and it'll be out in a few weeks. Pre-orders will start, and I'm like so super excited about it. You may have seen the flyers already on my page, and yeah, so I'm so super excited about that. But Get Your Fight Back. this particular topic that I'm talking about, getting your fight back in a way of getting your strength back, being re-fortified again, being refueled, being refreshed, getting that fight back on the inside of you, where you can start going back at those things that God has placed on the inside of you. We bind up discouragement, but we just bring encouragement on today. I had to put on my Hope Victoria shirt on today, because I need me some hope, you guys. I'm just going to be honest on today. I need it. My mama sent me a group on IG. She is so bomb, y'all. She sent me a post on IG, and it was so encouraging. And I was just, I woke up this morning, and the first thing I normally do is do my devotions. I don't grab my phone and start scrolling down Instagram and Facebook. Nope. I get up and I do my devotion. But this particular morning, I grabbed my phone, and I don't even know why I went. This is like my second time I did that. Went to my inboxes on Instagram, and my mom's posted it, and I so needed that. God knows what you need before you even ask for it. So don't think that he don't know what you need, even though he did not speak it, because he knows you on the inside. Amen? So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we worship you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise. Oh, God, we thank you for today and we thank you for every day. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We love you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. So I have been in this place where just seeking and searching God, just looking and believing God for things that he shared, just trying to get to that place. And it's easy to get discouraged, but I'm here to bring encouragement, and I'm encouraging myself today, because it's easy to go down that road when you're praying for things and you begin to get discouraged about it. But we trust and believe God. That's not the issue. We trust and we believe God. And I guess it's a waiting period for us, the waiting time for us. And we have to be not weary and well doing, but in due season we have to reap if we faint not. Amen. So I'm just telling you to just be steadfast and unmovable. Good morning, Sandy. Be steadfast and unmovable, because God has not forgotten about you. Amen. And he really has not forgotten about you. Sometimes you really think that certain people are going to ride with you, but they don't. And you can't get discouraged when people don't ride with you. You can't get discouraged when you're there for everybody else and then it's not reciprocated. Like, you're not getting anything back. Like, no. But it's okay, because if God is using you to minister to somebody, encourage somebody, don't worry about it. Like my sister Penny always say, what you do for Christ, you'll last in it with. Anything else, don't worry about that. So what you do for him, do it from your heart. That's how you don't get discouraged when you give so much and folks
it's not giving back. You know, hello, can I get a phone call? I was just on the phone with you all night, okay? So, and it's okay because you do it from your heart, and that's what you're supposed to do. Do it your heart. It's crazy because sometimes when God is giving you a task and things to do, sometimes people may shy away with what he's giving you. But it's okay because you have to keep going and you have to keep moving even when nobody else is believing what you're saying. Look at Noah. How many years Noah didn't preach about it's going to rain? Nobody believed Noah, but guess what? Did it get him off track? No. Did he stay the course? Did he stay on focus? He was focused because he knew that's what God had given to him. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you doing? Amen. Yes. Yeah, so good morning. Amen. Good morning. You know, what is this coming up on here? Wait, just good morning, you guys. I don't know what that was, but I think I bind up this whole computer system here. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm believing God. Something just came up, but yeah. So good morning, Stephanie. How are you? Yes, yes, yes. So what I'm saying to you is that don't be discouraged on today. Be encouraged. Get your fight back. Fight back with those things that God has given to do. Our weapons of warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, are pulling down the strongholds. So when I say fight back, I'm not talking about violently. I'm not talking about cussing somebody out. I'm talking about the inner strength that God has placed on the inside of you, that inner strength that he has given you to fight back on those things. So I'm talking about Zerubbabel, one of my favorite people in the Bible. I'm talking about Zerubbabel. I'm coming from Ezra chapter 3, and his job was to rebuild the temple, but he got so discouraged that he put it down for like 15 years. But when he got back to the job, this time, couldn't nobody come up against him. The reason why he got so discouraged is because the people were coming up against him where he got discouraged. But even when people come up against us, just like I talked about Nehemiah for the past couple of weeks, when the enemy came up against him, he was like, look, you have no historical claims to this. You have no claims to what we're doing right here. So he was able to discern the enemy, and the enemy was not going to discourage him. And how about that wall was built in like 52 days? He was not playing around, okay? Nehemiah, it was some type of leader. Don't dummy down what God has given on the inside of you. And even though it may have taken years for Zerubbabel to get back to that job that God called him to, but God is so merciful. So he may have been a little older, some years have went by. It don't matter how old he was going to get back to the job. He still may have been a young man. It didn't matter. Whatever God has called you to do, you got to do it. And you have to do it with perfection and do it in the might. God has given you all the resources. He has given you everything that you possibly need to get that job done. If it's a different mindset, so your mind has to be change. Sometimes we sit back and it's our mind. You have to condition your mind in order to do the things that you're supposed to do. And when our mind is all jacked up, we're not doing anything. And that enemy be running your mind because he knows if he got your mind, he got everything. Don't allow him to taunt your mind to make you feel like it's not going to happen. Don't get so discouraged till you feel like it's not going to happen. Sometimes I get quiet within my spirit because I know God is working some things out. God, I know he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. He's not the man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Let me tell you, God is not going to lie about something. And even, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, because he can't lie. Whoa, God, because he's so perfect that you got to trust God in the process. And somewhere Zerubbabel got discouraged. But see, God sent some mighty men to go encourage him. It was Haggai and Zechariah who encouraged him to get back to the work. And see, sometimes when we feel like when we hit those low places, sometimes our phone is not ringing. Nobody checking for us. Nobody calling for us. Ask us how we doing today. Ask us, oh my gosh, why are you so down? And how about they may call you and hear that you're down and you thinking they gonna call and check on you in the evening. They ain't even call and check on you. And you know what? If they don't, okay, allow God to check on you. Allow God to be your source. Stop looking for your phone ring for man to call you. Get your encouragement from God. Because see, when God encourages you, he locked that thing in. See, it's been that you can remember that he said a scripture he gave you or that feeling you got to get back to the work. Get your fight back on today. today. Get your strength back. Get your energy back. Start fighting back with those things, but not carnally with weapons and cussing people out and violence. No, get your fight back, that inner strength on the inside of you. See, the Zerubbabel mind had to be changed. So his mindset had to be at a place where I'm believing God. So no matter who comes up against me, if God is for me, who could be against me? No weapon formed against me should prosper. See, greater is that's within me than he that's within the world. So even if you do try to fight me, that spirit on the inside of me, which is the Holy Spirit, is going to fight that thing for me, because I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So you got to get to a place where your mindset is changed, the way you think it is changed, how you see people, and everything. You have to humble yourself. Humble yourself on the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you. He will. But humble yourself first underneath God so God can exalt you. So you don't want people to exalt you. You want man to exalt you. That's who you want to exalt you. You want God to exalt you, not man. So when God exalts you, allow him to exalt you. Don't allow man to exalt you, because, see, man will let you down. And when the moment you something happens, they tear you to shreds. No, but see, when something happens, when we fall on track, God is right there with his arms out for us. Come on, try it again, baby. Get up from where you are. Because, see, that's the kind of God that we serve. So allow God to exalt you and not man to exalt you, but allow God to exalt you. So be humble in the process when God is moving things, when God is shifting things, when he is blessing you. And give somebody a helping hand and say, hey, here's a few dollars. Or, hey, you know, I'm going to sow into your ministry. Or, hey, you know, I see what you do. You know, and I want to just thank God, because there's people who sow into my ministry, and I am so grateful. I know the ones that have, I got to be quiet about their names, because they're like, I'm not doing it for nobody. No, I'm doing it because, but I thank you for sowing into Hope Victorious. I thank you for when you see the dollar sign up there, what's that up above on my browser up there, you will see you can cash at me, Hope Victorious. So I appreciate the love offering that you all give me, and I really do, and it goes towards my ministry to pay for my podcast, to pay for different things, and I so appreciate that. It took me a long time to get there, and my spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, was like, why don't you post, like, you're like, people want to give to your ministry, and you have all my hashtags all up there, my website, everything is above my name or my browser there, my cash app. You know, I normally don't ask for it, but people, out of kindness of their heart, don't take my ministry for granted. Oh, because you got to take wherever you go, you know, and things cost, and they sow into my ministry, and I'm grateful for that. I really am, and I thank you all for that. But when I tell you that how Hope Victorious is a place where I love, a place where I can, like, dive in. Like, I got my Hope Victorious shirt on today. Oh, my gosh, my Hope Victorious shirt on today. Oh, my goodness. So this is on my website, and I'm going to be having 50% off on my entire store, which is going to be Black Friday, every Friday in September. So just look forward to the flyer that's coming out. But get your fight back on today. Let me read my scripture. Oh, my God. I've just been going on and on and on. When I tell you, I just feel it, because I know what it feels like to be discouraged over a project. I told you all last week how it took me 7 years to get back, and God called me back to the job when that door was slammed open, that door was shut. But that door that shut was a door that was supposed to be shut. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't have took me that long to get back to Hope Victorious, but I thank God for his forgiving grace, and I thank God for his merciful grace. He's so merciful to us, and I'm just blessed God for that he didn't get angry because I put it down because of discouragement. And it wasn't that I didn't believe God. No, I got discouraged because of man, because that door closed, but I should have went through another door to get to it, like my mama always said, but I didn't. But by God's grace, when he spoke into me, see, that's another thing. You don't have to wait for people to speak into you. You ain't got to wait for man to come and say, oh, ha, ba, ba, yeah, that. No, you just know that God is speaking to you, because I guess my ears were shut for everybody anyway, so God had to speak to me. Plain as day, they told me to get back to the work. I had to get back to that work. Just like Zerubbabel, when he got that those two prophets came to encourage him. It didn't say nothing about his friends tried to encourage him. It said those two prophets came, Haggai and Zechariah. Isn't that something? And I'm quite sure he had some friends. I don't care if he had one or two. It said nothing about friends encouraging him. Two prophets came to encourage him, to help him to get back to the work. You know? And maybe some friends did. But those two prophets that came, he received it. And it's something because in those lonely places where you are discouraged, and ain't nobody checking for you, nobody's calling you, nobody's saying, but you're giving everything out. You study pouring people. You study giving out everything you possibly have, and folks don't even call you. Even say, how you doing today? Or they could call and talk to you, and you sound down, and then they go on with their own personal business. Or you don't even hear from them at night. That's crazy. But you know what? I got to a place where, don't call me. You know I was down. You know I wasn't feeling myself. But you never did call and see how I was on the next day, because it was all about you anyway, self-absorbing, self-centered. So don't call me, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I learned that, and I know it's like I'm kind of off track, but not really on track. But I'm talking about in terms of being discouraged. You can be at a place where you help so many people, but when you need that same help back, and it can even be a question that you want to ask somebody, and you ask them you can't even get a question. You can't even ask them a question, and they won't call you back. So what I'm saying to you is that it's crazy how folk be so self-absorbed, so self-centered, but it's okay because I got my question answered. You know how I got it answered? I got it through prayer. See, I fought back, not with my words and not by tearing them up. You didn't call me back. I asked you, wanted to ask you a question. I took it to prayer. So I let God direct my path, and I probably should have done that anyway, which I normally do, but sometimes I just feel like, okay, let me just give a call and that, but you know what, it's okay because God will direct you, and I have learned over the years, people will burn you out, stress you completely out, and then they'll go to the next person. So you got to be careful about those people who's constantly draining you. After you get off the phone, you just like depleted. You can't think. You can't, and it's a constant day every day. Don't allow people to discourage you like that. And then it's not reciprocated. You don't even get the same thing back. No, don't allow folk to do that to you. I had to learn over the years, don't allow folk to do that to you. Drain you dry. And then when you just want to ask a question answered, you can't even get it. You got to wait. You got to wait for your answer. Yes, anyway, okay. So let me read this scripture here. Ezra chapter 3, verse 11. And this is what Zerubbabel said once they start rebuilding the temple. When the foundation was laid, this is Ezra chapter 3, verse 11, when the foundation was laid. I love it how they just gave praise to God. It says, with praise and thanksgiving, I love it. They sang to the Lord. He is good. His love towards Israel. Woo, I love it. Endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So they gave a shout unto the Lord because the foundation of the house was laid. That was Ezra chapter 3, verse 11. So when Zerubbabel and the men got back to the foundation was laid, they gave a shout of the Lord. But the first thing they did say was, let me go back. It says, with praise and thanksgiving, with praise and being so thankful, with thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord. He is good. They sang a whole song. He is good. His love towards Israel endures forever. All the people gave a great shout of praise of the Lord because the foundation of the temple of the house of the Lord was laid. The foundation. Let me tell you, they praised God through the whole thing. They didn't say pews were set up. No, they said the foundation was set. They praised the Lord. When I tell you, God is so faithful. So in the midst of being so discouraged, and then Zechariah says, when he spoke to Zerubbabel, he says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So he was letting Zerubbabel know, and Zechariah was letting him know, listen, it's not by your might, and it's not by your power what's going to get that house rebuilt. we're just going to get the foundation of the temple laid. It's but God's spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So you got to remove yourself out of the way. Move yourself out of the way, because everything that you do is not by your power, it is not by your might, but it's by God's spirit, saith the Lord. See, they stirred up the spirit in Zerubbabel. The two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, stirred up the spirit in Zerubbabel so he can get back to the work, the rebuilding the temple. And I love it because he got his fight back. Even when he felt like, I'm weak, I can't fight no more, I can't move on from this place. Took him 15 years to get back to that place, but he got back to it. Why? Because God sent some prophets to speak life into him. So when people have discouraged you, and you need some type of encouragement, and those folk can't pick up the phone after you just spent your time on the phone with them, it's okay, because God got you. And even though maybe Zerubbabel friends, if they mentioned nothing about friends, maybe they wasn't encouraging him because they were so used to pulling from him all the time. And that's just my own imagination on that. But anyway, but God did send two people to get their work done. To get it done. So whatever you feel like laying dormant, whatever you have left, ask God to forgive you for your sins. Pick that thing back up and get back to it. See, God has not forgotten about you. It may be delayed, but not denied. Sometimes things is held up. Things was, I got talked about last week, Hope Victorious, I let that thing go for 7 years because of discouragement. But then when God wanted that thing to move forward again, oh, yeah, when he spoke to my spirit, oh, my God, when he spoke to my spirit, I went right back at it. I just went, dove right back in it with a refreshing and a renewing of my spirit. I just jumped right back in like a fresh, mighty wind was on me when God spoke to me right in service. I was in worship, and God spoke right to my spirit. I want you on the radio on Wednesday when I tell you God does everything in decency and in order. So that thing that you have let go, get back to that. Get your fight back. Fight back with some good things. Fight back in prayer. Fight back with your mindset that had changed. A good way, change your mindset. See, Zerubbabel's mindset had to be changed before he went forward. His mind, because his mind told his body, we got to get up from here. We got to get this work done. I need some joy with him. That's why I got my shirt on Hope Victorious on today. I need some hope on today, you guys. Hope Victorious. When I look at it, I'm like, yes, I need some hope on today. You can find it on my website at hopevictorious.com. Everything is above in the browser above. You can find me everywhere. Yes, right above my head. Amen. So I am like so encouraged on today. I'm going to try to read some of your comments, Oh, my God. I am in awe on today. Good morning, Karen. How are you? Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 Stephanie. Hi, Hattie Richardson. How are you? Good morning. Yes, yes. When I tell you, I am like so in awe about God. Oh, so in awe. Hi, Sister Carol. Yes, so in awe about God. So get your fight back on today. Start with your change of your mindset. Your mind has to be changed. Your mind has to be changed. The way your thinking has to change. See, Zerubbabel's mind had to change to get back to the work. See, stop looking at your age. I'm too old to do this work. People are going to laugh at me. No, no, no. It's not about nobody else. It's about you. You think, was Moses, did Moses care? Who, what? And he was of age, like, oh, he was a seasoned man. The work that he had to do moving forward when he led the children of Israel, no, out of captivity. He wasn't worried about his age because the strength that he had, he knew God gave it to him. Joshua, he was a young man, but Caleb, by the time they took the land, Caleb was in his 80s. He said, but I got the same strength in my 80s I did in my 40s. Isn't that something when they want to take the land? See, whatever God has promised you, it is yours. So stop thinking that it's not because you don't see it happening. Zerubbabel got so discouraged that he let the work go for almost 15 years. But when God spoke back into his life, said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Whoa, God, glory be to God. Your mindset had to change. Your mindset, in order for me to get my healing from God when I was so ill, when I had to get my fight back and start fighting back for my life, I fought back with prayer. I fought back with obedience to God, and I fought back with fruits and vegetables. Oh, yeah, I did. I fought fought that thing back. All those diagnoses that the doctors was trying to give me, I fought back and started eating healthy. But my mindset had to change. I had to change the way I think, the way I process my consumption of food. Everything I looked at had to change for me in order to get my healing. And that was my obedience to God, following his direction. Then I had to start eating more healthy things and putting all that junk in my body. All that, and I had to detoxify my system. I said, food is like a relationship. I'm mourning food. I want to hold your steak. Look, I'm from Philly, so I want to hold your steak. Those days are over for me. I made my own cheesesteak last week, and I made it out of jackfruit. So I found other alternatives so I can eat and still be happy with my food. Oh, yeah, and do a lot of research and Googling, but it was a mindset that had to be changed. My mind had to be changed in order to move out to do the things that I'm doing in terms of to get my healing, because I could have been so stuck. No, I'm going to eat this meat. I'm going to eat that. No. I had to dismiss all of that for my healing. So my fight, I fought back with prayer. I fought back with fruits and vegetables. I fought those diseases back, all those diagnoses back. I fought back, but I'm not in a corner way cussing out, getting angry with God. God, what do I do? What can I do? Help me, heal me, God. But you got to put the work in yourself, because we sometimes that, oh God, heal me, and we don't want to put the work in. We're not trying to eat the proper foods. We ain't trying to pray about that thing, which direction, what should I go, what doctor should I see. I prayed, and I consulted my doctor. I did. I believe in doctors. I consulted my doctor, let my doctor know what I was doing. When they gave me the clearance, I was out and doing it. Yeah, because some medications you have to eat, some foods may not agree with that, so I had to consult my doctor, and then it was a faith journey for me, and then I just stepped out in faith, and I believe God, because I know who's my sustainer, and it's Jesus. He sustains me. He sustains us. So don't be so discouraging today that you give up hope. That's why I wore my Hope Victoria shirt on today. I need some hope. Yes. Have hope and thank God for your healing. Zerubbabel didn't beat himself up because, oh my God, I let this thing go. But when he got back to it, he went right back to it, because God fueled him. He refueled him and gave him energy to get back to the work. So don't be discouraged on today. Be encouraged. Know that God has you. Whatever God has given you years ago that you haven't told your pastor about, or you haven't shared with anybody, your family members, but that thing keeps burning on the inside of you that you want to do, remove your age and just go to your leader and tell him, hey, this is what God has given to me, and I feel like I know this is what I need to do here, blessing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying to you, if God is giving you a task, even if he's giving you a store, and you want to be an entrepreneur, and you know that you have a product, you know you have things that, or a realtor, whatever you want to be, and God is giving you that thing, do it. And don't look at your age. I didn't look at my age when I wrote my first book. I think I was in my late 40s. And then my second book, I was in my 50s. And my third book that's coming out, okay, I'm almost 60. But guess what? God gave it to me. I have to do it. And I have to be obedient to God, because it's not about my age. It's about God using me. Look, Caleb in the Bible said, look, let's take this land, because the same strength I had in my 80s is what I have in my 40s. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. When I tell you God is so faithful, he's so merciful. So don't be so discouraged when you give up everything. Zerubbabel gave everything up because he got discouraged from people. The enemy coming up against him, taunting his mind, making him, it said his hands were, it was frustrated. Hands was frustrated. Don't allow nobody to frustrate the work that God has given to you. And give that enemy a try. The enemy tried with Nehemiah. Nehemiah said, you have no grounds here. Mm-hmm. You have no historical, matter of fact, you have no historical rights to it. Hallelujah, God. See, some folks you come up against, they like, you can't do that. So I bless God. But one thing about Zerubbabel's courage and his strength was that he got back to the work. And they praised the Lord because the foundation of the temple was laid, and they rejoiced to the Lord. See, he had all the resources and everything that he needed, but he gave it up, and he got so discouraged. But then when God sent somebody to him. They encouraged him to get back to the work. So stop checking for your phone to ring from a man, because man will let you down. But God will never let you down. Stop looking for folk to call. When I say man, I'm talking about gender as in male and female. But stop looking at your phone for other people to call you. Your girlfriend won't call you. No, she may not call you. Sometimes you have friends that are so self-absorbed and so self-centered. It's all about them. You have self-family members like that too. You know, you have people around you on the job. Everything's about them. Nothing is ever about you. So stop looking for those folks to send encouragement. Allow God to encourage you, because Lord knows, on this week, I needed some encouragement, that because I'm always the encourager, I'm always encouraging everybody, I guess some folks feel like maybe I don't need it. Well, if you heard the tone of my voice, you kind of know I needed it, but did my phone ring? Heck no. Am I okay with that? Yeah, because God is my sustainer. He's the one who I put my trust in. And did God lift my joy up? Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, he did, because I don't rely on a phone now. Years ago, maybe, but in my season, yes, what? No, don't call me, okay? Because at the end of the day, when you get finished encouraging me, it's going to be all about you again. No, no, thank you. So allow God to send the encouragement in your life and stop looking for your phone to ring, folk to encourage you, because they may not give it the same way you give it. They may not be encouraging you like you encourage them. And then you all hurt. And then now you all in distress. And then you mad. Nope. Get your fight back. So fight back with your change of mindset. Your fight back with your energy, that positive energy. That positive energy with the Lord. Get your positive energy back. Your positive mindset. Get all of those things back so you can complete the task that God has given to you. And then he'll move you on to the next one, baby. Oh, my God. Woo, Jesus. Let me tell you, I am so excited about today, and I'm so excited about what God has done and what God is doing in your lives. When I see your testimonies, when I hear about your testimonies, I am so encouraged on today. And I am, but I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be encouraged and get your fight back in the positive way. Fight back with the change, with your mindset. Allow your mindset to change. Allow that energy, that positive energy that God has given to you on the inside, allow that thing to burst forward. See, Zerubbabel let that energy burst forward. He was able to complete the temple. Even though it took him 15 more years to get back to it, because he let it go, because he was so discouraged. I've been there, discouraged over something I know God has given to me, because I felt like those doors was closing. But see, then God opened up a greater door when you trust him, when you stop looking for man to say, hey, you can do this and that, and you know God has given to you. And he'll make everything, all your crooked paths straight. He'll line everything up for you. Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to read some of your comments, and then I'm going to hop off of here. I just wanted to read something for a minute here. Okay, so let me see. Some of y'all comments. How y'all doing this morning? How y'all feel? I hope this word has encouraged you on today. I hope that it has. Mm-hmm. Just one more. Whew. Good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, and yes, Mary. Yes, hello. Hello, Evangelist Weeks. How are you, Bella? Mm-hmm. Yes, Karen. I need to hear this today, too. You're welcome. Girl, I am, like, all in with you on that one. Seriously. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So I think I have everybody on here, and I caught everybody. Yeah, so I'm getting ready to end this broadcast. I bless God for you all tuning in today. God is so faithful, and he is so good, guys. Amen. Thank you, Penny. Yes, yes, yes. So I wanted to put this up for you guys because you know my book is coming out, Get Your Fight Back, and it's about my healing journey. It's about getting your fight back for your mindset to change. Well, I have some great recipes in there for you. And take care of yourself. Let me see. Can I put my flyer up? Let me see. Here we go.
Yes, so this is my flyer, Get Your Fight Back. My book is coming soon. Just be prepared for all of the pre-orders and all of that. I am so super excited about getting your fight back, talking about my healing journey, how God healed me, and, you know, and changing your mindset, the way you think, the way you feel about different things. Change your whole mindset. Get and start taking care of yourself. Get to that place where you start taking care of yourself again. Amen? Start taking care of yourself. I am so grateful to God because God is faithful. I don't worry about my age. I don't worry about how old I am. Oh, you doing this now? Yeah, I am. I'm doing it because God called me to do it. I'm faithful. No, I don't pay nobody any mind. I do what God has called me to do and so happy about that, and that's how you have to be. Be happy about where God has called you and what he wants you to do. I'm so super excited just getting your fight back, getting back to that place where you start loving on yourself again, when you start caring about how you feel on the inside, not just the outside, but the inside. It's not about how much weight you lose. It's about being healthy. Get back to that place where you feel as though I'm fighting for my life, you know, because, look, people are dying and having strokes at 30 and 40 years old. You know, when I was coming up, people having strokes, they were like in the 80s when I would go to funerals. Now they're getting younger and younger. Take care of yourself and be mindful about what you put in your mouth and what you put in your body. It may taste good, but it may not be good for you. Just like some relationships, you may think that it's good for you, but it's not good for you. You got to do what's good for you, because sometimes we just look at, oh, my God, it's so good for me, it's good for me. But on the inside, you being torn up, your system is being torn up, you being torn down. So everything that you think is good is not always good. So even though it may taste good and feel good, it may not be good for you. So learn how to detoxify your system, even with relationships, even with food. If it's not good for you, it's not good for you, because at the end of the day, anything that's not good for you is going to tear you apart. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there may not be no coming back from that. So you better get a hold of it now before that thing tear you completely up. But God is a healer and he is a restorer. And guess what? He will get you together, but you have to be open for that. You got to be open to the Lord in terms of God healing your body and turning things around for you. It was a sacrifice that I had to make. Was it easy? No. No, it was not. But I kept fighting, and I fought back for my health. I fought back. So that's why my book is called Get Your Fight Back. I fought back with prayer. I fought back with fruits and vegetables. I fought back with those things that was good for me. Detoxified my whole system so God can heal me. Pray to ask God what to do. You got to get to a place where your mindset is changed. Change your mindset, because your mind will tell you, we got to get back to this thing. See, when Zerubbabel this time, when God sent the prophets to speak life into him, as Zechariah said, it's not by might nor by power, but my spirit saith the Lord. Let me tell you something. See, at that point, his mind was changed. So anything that tried to come up against him, he was like, not here, not now, not ever, because God gave this to me, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. They shattered and get thanksgiving when they laid the foundation. They didn't even finish rebuilding the whole temple, but they rejoiced because the foundation was laid. Whoa, glory be to God. See, oh, God, there's a word right there. Sometimes before the work is even completed or done, we're not even praising God for it. We're not even rejoicing over it. No, we want to see a whole perfect project done, a whole thing done, God. Turn it around before you heal me. You know, I was healing God in the midst of me being healed. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, I bless your name. God, I thank you. I was praising the Lord. They were praising God before it was even completed. They was praising God because the foundation was laid. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. See, they was locked in at that point. They was praising God. So you got to get to a place where you praising God before you even see the finished work. Before you even see the finished work, you got to praise God in the midst. So don't wait for the thing to be totally completed before you start praising God. You praise God in the midst of why he's healing you, or why he's transforming you, why he's changing your mindset, why you can see him turning things around. Even though it looked like those things are going backwards, it really is. You really are moving forward to that thing. Stop looking at your age, whether you're in your 20s, in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Stop looking at your age, 90, 100. Stop looking at your age. Stop it. Just stop and focus on God and do what God has called you to do. Folk will always talk, but it ain't about nobody. It's about you. It's about your healing. And it's about how God has healed you. Amen? So, I wanted to read this last scripture, which I love. Glory be to God. Philippians 1:6, one of my favorite scriptures. Being confident of this thing, being confident of this, that he had that had begun a good work in you will carry it out to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Whew, that was the NIV, but let me read it in the King James Version. Wow. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. So it was going to come to pass with Zechariah and Hagar was preaching and was encouraging Zerubbabel, because he that had begun a good work in you, being confident in this very thing, that he that had begun a good work in you. What? Yes, God will perform it. It will come to pass until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it will. It shall come to pass. So stop thinking that that thing that is laying so dormant, that you haven't touched it, you haven't revisited, that it's not going to come to pass, because it will. It will come to pass. So I love you all. I got to go. I came from Ezra chapter 3, verse 11, and then I just read Philippians chapter 6. Verse 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 6. Woo. Oh, my God. So, okay, well, let us pray, you guys. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you and we give you the highest praise, oh, God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day, God. God, I ask that, God, that you would just touch, you would heal, God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for getting our fight back on today, that we fighting back with prayer. We fighting back, Father God, with fruits and vegetables, nutritional, healthy way of living, God. We fighting back with our mindset, a different mindset. Our mindset will be changed. We thank you, God, for just loving on us more and we love ourselves, Father. We thank you, God. We glorify you, God. We ask that, God, you would touch our businesses on today. Touch our minds on today, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Continue to touch Nathan Bond on today. Heal his body, Father God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch those who are on our thread on today who need healing in today. We thank you, God. Father, you already healed us. You already done the good work in us, God. Touch Miss Marlene Hardy and Mr. Williams on today. Touch all the Wilson family. Touch my eye star. Touch all of us. Our mother, give her strength as she travels down the highway to see our Nathan, Father. Heal his body, God. Get to the bottom of it, Father, what's going on. Lord God, please, we trust you because we know that you're the ultimate healer. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name, and touch my jacket today. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen. Amen, and touch my nephew, Smithy, Father. Hallelujah. And all my nieces and nephews, and my whole family, and everybody on this podcast. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. I love you guys. I don't know what's going on with my voice right now, but I got to get some of my good coffee. Coffee with me, you guys. Look, I know my show is called Coffee with Me, but I be running my mouth so much until I don't even get a chance to even take a sip. But go visit my website, www.hopevictorious.com. My book will be out. The pre-orders will be out. So I want you all to stay tuned on my Hope Victorious page, on my Facebook page, and I'll post it on YouTube. Those who are watching the replay, I bless God for you, and be encouraged, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Yes, 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 yes. So I'm going to put my flyer up one more time, and I am so super excited about my book coming out soon, Get Your Fight Back, Changing Your Mindset, Being in a Healthy Place, Loving on You, Loving Yourself, and just getting to a place where you're when you're getting your healing. Amen? Amen. So God bless you all, and I'll see you all again on next Tuesday. Thank you to you all who pour out into my ministry and who give. I just bless God, and I thank God for you, and I see you all on next week. Bye.